The Scots recently decided against independence in a headline-making referendum that could have seen Scotland break away from the United Kingdom. A less momentous vote for independence took place in Spain yesterday, where residents of the region of Catalonia chose overwhelmingly to break away from Spain, but that doesn't mean they will. This referendum is only symbolic. Lauren Freyer has more.
Despite a light drizzle, it was a festive weekend of Catalan music, speeches, and voting. Huge video screens at a downtown Barcelona rally showed footage of the Berlin Wall and Nelson Mandela juxtaposed with images from Catalan history. The message? This vote was about freedom. Despite fears Madrid might send police to block the vote, it went off peacefully. Catalan President Artur Mas compared it to other separatist referenda.
Like Quebec, like Scotland, Catalonia also wants to decide its political future. And we have the same right to decide it.
81% of those who voted said yes to independence, but even Catalan leaders acknowledge the vote was only symbolic. So it may have skewed turnout toward people who want change rather than the status quo.
The people that want the independence are very activated.
Susana Beltran is part of a local group in favor of staying in Spain. She didn't vote and says there are many Catalans like her.
Sometimes it seems that only in Catalonia there are people that want the independence. It's not like this, but the people that don't want this, they don't want to talk in aloud.
Fewer than half of eligible voters turned out. Still, it was the largest expression of pro-independence sentiment to date. Organizers hope it forces Madrid to grant Catalonia more autonomy. But Madrid is unlikely to do that if it requires changing the constitution, says Spanish political scientist Sofia Pérez.
More likely, I think, is some sort of compromise that would allow Catalonia to retain a larger share of the taxes that are raised in Catalonia.
Many Catalans believe their wealthy region unfairly subsidizes poorer parts of Spain. On his way home from voting, Juan Carles Cifre says he hopes this poll sends a message to Madrid about Catalans' discontent.
I think that it's a message for the Spanish government that perhaps today is not going to be change anything, but we need to change things in next future.
So far, the change Madrid is willing to discuss falls far short of what many Catalans want. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.